We're figuring it out.
So, another week under the wheel. Matt, did you get any systems?
Matt?
Matt?
I'm not answering that question. I hate everything about the whole thing. I hate you.
Well, yeah, okay.
What?
So the long answer, the short answer is no, and the longer answer is fuck scalp bots.
Oh my God. And
What?
you know what kills me about this? Okay. I'm gonna just tell my story.
Tell your story, Matt.
PlayStation 5 was a shit show from the beginning, but that wasn't Sony's fault. Sony announced that, hey, pre-orders are gonna go tomorrow morning. But then Walmart started them like 30 minutes after the conference ended anyway. They just jumped the gun and ran with it. And so every other retailer quickly jumped the gun as well at varying times. So it was a shit show and no one knew what was going on and things were selling out within seconds, but no one knew that it was even happening because so this all happened like 30 minutes after Sony said we'll start tomorrow. But you know the retailers hit that button, not Sony. So you can't control the retailers. But then Microsoft threw shade at Sony and was like, oh man, it sure sucked to be Sony. Don't worry, the Xbox, you'll know date and time. But that was almost worse because at least with Sony, no one was prepared, including the scalpers. But with
Yeah.
Xbox, we knew the exact time and date, and so those were even more of a shit show. Everything crashed because the scalp bots were ready. Like they knew exactly
Wow.
when to go. So after all that shit talking, theirs was just as bad. And then that's not even counting how awful the 3080 was because scalpers were bred on the PC market. Like that's what the bread and butter of it was for. People compared it a lot to like trying to buy Jordans, where like
Yeah.
they're called sneakerheads, and they were like, yeah, we've had to deal with scalper bots our whole lives. This is the first generation where bots supplanted humans. Like, this was not an issue in the PS4 era.
It's interesting you say that because it's wild that all three of these things came out within like a week of each other, especially
Yes.
the new graphics cards, which are vastly cheaper and more powerful than other generations of graphics cards.
Yup, and that's what kills me.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I guess we'll see. Like I know that Nvidia's put a captcha on their website to try to stop the bots, but like too little too late, I guess.
Yeah, it's bad. Hey, hold on one second.
All right, well,
Keep talking.
Josh and I'll keep talking. Josh,
That's just like
did you try for any systems?
I did. I tried for the PS5 and no luck, but
Where did you
whatever.
try? Did you try just online or did you try stores?
I couldn't. I was at work.
Okay.
I got up
And I'm
and
back.
so it was funny. Like I go to work and then my employees, he comes up to me. He's like, "Did you get a PS5?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "I was up last night, 3 in the morning, and I got one from Target." And I was like, "Oh, dude." And he's like, "Yeah, it wasn't worth it."
Oh my God.
He said it was a headache. It was such a headache. He had to refresh, 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 refresh because it went live at such a strange time. And then I was like, "Well, that's cool that you got it." He's like, "Yeah, and I can just hopefully go pick it up when it's released."
Yeah,
And then
you sure hope so.
I know, right? And then I was thinking to myself, it's like, I think I'm just gonna wait till like end of January. It'll be a nice little birthday gift, and it'll be available, and I'll be okay. And if I can't get the digital version of it, I'm okay with shelling out an extra $100, whatever.
Yeah.
For the Xbox, I was actually gonna try to get an Xbox. I was like, okay, so if I can't get the PlayStation, maybe I can get lucky and get an Xbox. So couldn't get the Series X. I thought that was hilarious, but every single website I tried had the Series S. And I was like, "Well, that's funny. How is this one just available? Like, no one is eating this one up." And then I checked much, much later after I text you guys saying, "Hey, a Series S is available. Maybe you can grab that." And that's when Matt went on the whole thing about the La Croix of
Well,
systems.
look, and I had to preface this by letting people know that I'm not shit talking the S because As we all know, we talked about it at length last week, DS is probably the best value for a next-gen launch I've ever seen, because for $299 you get a next-gen system, and then you do $15 a month with Game Pass, and you have 100-plus games every month to play. And couple that with the news that we just will talk about soon, adding a whole new slew of first-party day-and-date launch Game Pass games, like, you can't get better than that.
Yeah, but, you really can't.
But the caveat is, as Josh hinted at, the Xbox Series S is the LaCroix of next gen, because it gives you a hint of it, but I require the full flavor blast of a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. And I gotta tell you, as someone like that ever since the PS2 era has never not gotten a console at launch, the fact that right now, after the first volley, I've never been in the situation where the initial pre-orders went out and I'm sitting cold on every front. Within 7 days, I failed and failed and failed.
Yeah.
And it hurts, because it's like, I have the budget for them now, and I really wanted to have that all that shit locked in, because I have the money set aside, but... I've never had so much trouble trying to give people so much money.
I know, it was such a strange event, and I thought it was really funny with the S being available. And yeah, GameStop, I tried on GameStop and it just put me into a waiting room, and I'm like,
yeah,
all right. And then it got me out of the waiting room and they're like, oh, we're sold out. I'm like,
yeah,
well, it's like, all right, whatever, that's totally cool, I got things to do at work, I'll wait till January or February. Because the way I'm looking at it, it's like my PlayStation 4 is still running great and I can get Cyberpunk. I can play the fuck out of it until I need a new system. And by that time, the next round of systems that are going to be coming out around January and February, they'll work out some of the kinks of the launch systems. And I always find like that the PlayStation 4 that I have right now is from February after launch, and it's been running so strong. And a friend of mine has a day one launch PlayStation 4 and it's just crapped out. It's done. It's just like, I can't work anymore. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Josh, if you're free Friday morning, GameStop has not officially announced it, but I have heard from very reliable sources that Friday at open will be a second round of pre-orders. Ooh. But not online, only in store only.
Is there, well, like at 10 o'clock?
Yes. Well, whenever they open it, you know you got to be there earlier because there's going to be a line, and there's only going to be like 5 or 6 per store.
Yes.
The disc version only, the disc list, the digital only is already just gone.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's going to be the hottest item, honestly. I think Sony is going to do a really good job selling the disc version, but I think people are going to want that discless version so much that they're going to have to be like, all right, we got to put this out. We got to put this out again. And I feel like Microsoft might have to make a step where they're going to make a more powerful S. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're like, well, if the discless version is selling better, why don't we just do a $399 X series and call it like the XS.
You know what my favorite story about all this is that sales of the Xbox One Series X skyrocketed.
Yes, oh. And actually someone proposed a really entertaining thing about that. Mm. Is that Scout, so not every store, even though Microsoft said all pre-orders will go live at 8 a.m. PST, so 11 a.m. for Eastern and vice versa, whatever, not all stores did that. Only Walmart and Target went up initially. Best Buy and Amazon waited. And Amazon is key to this story, because if you did not properly like code your scalp bot, if you at 11 you start it and it's searching for Xbox Series X because they were not live yet, if you went on Amazon and typed in Xbox Series X, it was opening up one X and one S's.
Nice.
And so these bots were auto buying that because that's what popped up when their code went live. So,
nice.
So I think it's just a whole lot of scalp bots that fucked up.
I kind of wanted to do the thing where I wrote the RTX 800 on a toilet paper roll and see what the bots would get it up to.
That'd be funny.
I kind of debated that. But really, the reason to buy an Xbox is getting bigger than ever. Because Microsoft on Monday decided, hey, we got $7.5 billion burning a hole in our pocket. Let's just buy ZeniMax.
such a crazy thing, right? Like, holy shit.
So, to put this into perspective, because $7.5 billion is something we're never going to see in our lifetimes. They bought Skype for $8.5 billion, and Nokia for $7.2 billion, and of course Disney bought Marvel for $4 billion.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty impressive haul of stuff for ZeniMax. But I have to admit, Matt, and I don't know that if you were the same, I thought $7.5 billion is a little high.
Me too. But it's like I'm pulling up the first major Microsoft acquisition was years ago, and it was $2.5 billion for Minecraft.
Yep, Mojang. Yeah.
Mojang specifically, but let's be real, that's Minecraft. They bought Minecraft.
Yeah.
And that purchase has already, like, paid for itself multiple times over, right? But with ZeniMax, so for three times the amount that they paid for a single game, they got Bethesda, which from the video game standpoint is a big deal, but it's not just Bethesda. They also got where is it? I'm trying to pull up the list.
Oh man, that list is insane.
Because it's Bethesda's the big one.
Yeah.
But it also comes into play with all the other studios under that umbrella. So they get id, which is so they get Doom.
Yes.
They have damn it, where is that picture? Someone did a really cool friggin' thing.
Was it the thing I saw on Twitter that had all the studios?
Yes.
I don't know split where all I can the find studios. It.
They didn't split it by... and side note, you know what would really just digs deep into the Sony's heart?
What?
Is that they paid to get Deathloop and Tokyo Ghostwire for a year exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Which and is insane.
Great to Xbox.
So I have a list of studios here. We have Alpha Dog from Alpha Dog Games, Arcane, which is the makers of Dishonored.
Yep.
Bethesda, which is Bethesda. Id, which is Id. Machine Games. Mm-hmm. Did Machine Games do the new Wolfensteins?
Machine Games is all the new Wolfensteins.
Right.
So everything from this era of Wolfenstein onward.
Roundhouse Studios, which I don't know what they did. Tango Gameworks from Tokyo. And ZeniMax Online, which it does the Elder Scrolls Online.
Yes, the one you did not know about, they do mobile games.
Okay. So this is a pretty hefty acquisition for their wallets.
And it really is. And I think the strangest thing about this order is that, like, Bethesda is always known for bad management on many levels. And I love Bethesda games. I love everything about them, their studio. I love Fallout. I love Elder Scrolls. If people have paid attention to the podcast, I love Elder Scrolls.
But they're jank. They're a little jank.
They're buggy games. They're a little jank. But yeah, there's a lot of mismanagement. So it makes me feel like that this is more of a bailout than a buyout.
It is. Bethesda actually came straight up and said that even as big as they were, the industry is so volatile that merging with Microsoft was how they could guarantee the jobs of all of their studios without having to close or furlough anybody.
Yeah, it's really insane to think that. And then, like, I read an article today about how Bethesda said they're going to be kind of left alone to operate.
Can I tell you one crazy thing first? Like I
Okay.
was practicing it with the Deathloop and Ghostwire, which, because those deals were already in place, is still happening. They still
Right.
will be PlayStation exclusives for 1 year.
Yeah.
But you know what was just about to be signed to be a PlayStation exclusive before the deal went down? And this happened, did not happen beforehand, so it will not be honored.
What is it?
Starfield was going to be a PS5 exclusive.
Ooh, that's
Yeah.
gotta hurt.
That was one crazy thing that was happening. And this leads up to what I was gonna say about, I really think, and I was telling Chris this, I really think we're gonna see Starfield on the PlayStation 5. I think we're gonna see Elder Scrolls 6 on the PlayStation 5. But outside of like already established IPs that Bethesda has made, I think everything else is going to be exclusive. I really do. I think if it's a new game, that's Xbox. We're not going to see it on the PlayStation. But like if it's a Fallout game, if it's Starfield, if it's Elder Scrolls, I think there's a really good chance of seeing that on the PlayStation because of money. Money's a big deal. That's like that's
That's
like
the thing, is that if anything, it's going to be like how they handled Minecraft. And even if they wanted to go the exclusive route, at most it would be timed. Like
Yeah.
1 year on Xbox and then sell $70 copies to PlayStation.
Yeah. But I really have a feeling, and it was Chris and I talked about this. I agree with him. I think Doom is gonna be an Xbox exclusive.
See, again, I just don't know about that. I think it might get exclusive content. I think it might have an exclusivity window, but I don't think we'll never see Doom or these games on PlayStation. They'll just be either held hostage for a bit because Xbox can put them on Game Pass, and it's a lot easier to lure people to your system when you can be like, hey, for $15, you get all that for free.
That's true, yeah.
Or you can pay $69.99 at the PlayStation and get it later.
Yeah. And
It's like
honestly, I'm.
Final Fantasy VII or Kingdom Hearts, any of the Kingdom Hearts games, or any of the games that showed up on the Sony first and then a year plus later show up on Xbox. It's the same scenario. There's still an audience there, but it's not nearly going to be as big an audience as if they could get it right away.
Right. Yeah, and that's true. And Game Pass sweetens the deal even more. Because it's like, why am I going to buy this when I can just buy a system and have Game Pass and I'll have more access to more games in the future and it saves me money? And it does go with the whole idea that Microsoft wants you in that culture. And I agree with you from the last episode when we were talking about the consoles. It's like the more I see what they're doing, the more I see that they're building a gaming community that's like Netflix. They want to build kind of like an on-demand streaming gaming service. And it's a brilliant idea. It really is because the Google thing failed miserably, but it works better at a level when you have an established company like Microsoft or even Sony is attempting on doing that because of the studios that are attached to them. And you know, if this is it kind of feels like that this is like the last console generation in a way because the way everything is moving towards more of like an on-demand gaming system. It's like, how much more can we actually ask for? And like, how many more flops can we have at this moment until we start talking about like cyberpunk level implants, right?
Well, like this is, it's funny you mentioned Cyberpunk, because this whole week I've been kind of thinking, like, this is how Cyberpunk begins, where we have mega cores now.
Yeah.
Which you know, I did link a article in our Discord about, you know, how this isn't a monopoly, but I don't think it's like super far to say like that we're not on the road to a monopoly.
Right. The steps are being taken by all of these media, and it all starts with media at the end of the day. The media and entertainment groups are always going to consolidate each other and consume each other much faster. And they don't really seem like monopolies because they're all doing different things. And you know, it's going to get to that point where the people who have the ability to break them up aren't aware of what they're actually doing. So it's gonna keep on happening. studios are going to get bought out left and right, and you know they'll be able to operate independently, but yet they still have a master in a way. Yeah, what you got?
Is that the chatter is that this is only the opening salvo for Microsoft.
They're going on another spree like they did last time?
They're going on the last spree was nothing compared to this. They are the president of Microsoft, when he first promoted Phil Spencer and he laid out their plans, he didn't believe in Xbox because at the time Xbox One was like losing money left and right, and they just weren't doing it. He was like, why are we even doing this? Like, I want the Xbox brand name, but that's it. And Phil Spencer talked him into this vision, and now it's paying dividends, and the checkbook has been opened. I have heard credible rumors about other major companies, the big one being Sega.
Oh.
Which would give them all of Yakuza, all of Persona, all of the Atlas games, all of that would go to Microsoft. I've heard they were the lead on Warner Brothers before AT&T decided to no longer put them up for sale.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers Interactive was going to go to Microsoft. And so all that money they had earmarked for Warner Brothers, they can now choose another studio. And so I've heard Square Enix, I have heard Sega, because they want their big missing piece right now is Japanese.
And I think this is where actually Sony would step in.
Now,
because
Sony does not have the money to go toe-to-toe in a bidding war with Microsoft.
You're right, but there is the thing with, like, what are the odds of Japanese game studios actually willing to sell to an American company and instead of just, like, staying homebodied? Like, it's kind of like now you're dividing a wedge between, like, two different cultures in a way where it's like, yeah, you know, American companies can have those American companies underneath. But like for an American company to buy a Japanese company when there's a Japanese company in the bidding war to purchase that company, it's going to be interesting if that stuff starts playing out, because I think you start seeing the alliances where, yeah, Sega will have a really good chance of going towards Sony, I think, more than Microsoft. Or even Sega going towards Nintendo. Nintendo might be like, wait up, if Microsoft can drop this amount of money and buy game studios, why don't we just buy Sega?
I mean, to put it in perspective, Microsoft's current operating income is $53 billion with a total asset of $300 billion. Those are numbers that people like to be like, I'd never sell out. Until they're dropping $7.5 billion in front of you, and you're like, "Well, fuck me, I'm out."
Well, that
but it's true. That is true. That this is an interesting dilemma that we're in, because it will get to the point where when you're the big fish and you're eating all of the medium fish, you no longer have competition, and then you no longer there's no growth, because like. There's no, without any real healthy competition in the video game world, it's like, what are we going to get?
But I disagree with that. I think if they kill their competition, there will always be a new studio. There's always some eccentric rich person who wants to make a game.
Like Kurt Schilling?
Well, let's not talk about Kurt Schilling. But, no, actually, let's talk about Kurt Schilling. Because Kurt Schilling, even though he destroyed the state of Rhode Island and is a shitbag, he is the new voice in gaming that will pop up. It's someone who has some money, who did really well, and is like, you know what, I'm making a game studio, and they'll make a game to mix results.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of how it is. It's the same thing with movies. Like, you could say that movies would get made because every major studio is owned by a megacorp. But we find that that's not true. People find a way. Life finds a way.
People do find a way, but I think it's in, at the end of the day, it's in Microsoft's best interest to make sure Sony plays, like, stays in the game. So, like, it is the idea of, like, we're not going to cripple you that much, but we're going to make you fight for, you know, what you need to have, in a way. Them snagging ZeniMax is a big deal, and that's like Sony, it's your move now. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Well, I just don't think it will happen. I just don't think Sony can do it. I think the problem is Sony's arrogance this gen. It's the same stupid pendulum, and I don't understand how they even let it happen again, but they did through management mix-ups and new people in charge. But the Sony that led to the PS3 debacle at launch is back in full force, because when you compare, stark contrast, the content and the features and the services available on Xbox to PlayStation, it's like PlayStation doesn't even care, and they expect everyone to just buy a PS5 because they had a PS4, the same way they thought because PS2 dominated, the PS3 would get a pass. But I mean, they still can't even tell you how backwards compatibility would work. Just that, oh, it kind of will for PS4 games, but only PS4 games. Meanwhile, Xbox is like, did Microsoft make a game any time in your entire life? It'll fucking work. And then Xbox has Game Pass, and then Xbox has these new features like multi-suspend, where you can go from game to game and it just picks up right where you left off on any of them. And then they just announced today that even if you buy a game physically, you can preload the installation so that when you put the disc in, you're starting without any install, without any wait. That's a feature that they're announcing. Then they announced oh man, what else was it that they announced on their thing that PlayStation? Oh yeah, then PlayStation came out and Microsoft is doing smart delivery, where any game that you buy on the Xbox One will become a Xbox Series X game just by having the disc. It'll smart upgrade it. PlayStation just came out and said, well, if it's a PlayStation first party game, you got to rebuy it on the PS5. And also, your saves don't transfer for Spider-Man. So if you buy Miles Morales, hope you want to restart the game from scratch, because nothing transfers and nothing upgrades. And even if you own Spider-Man on PS4, you get no benefit. And it's just like, why? And then they're also the first to announce that their games are going to be $70, where Microsoft's like, all of our games are free day one on a Game Pass. So
yeah, it is.
It's a fascinating development.
I'm bummed, because you know I love my PS5 and I can't wait to get one, but it's just like, man, they really make it hard to really just like root for it.
Well, if they're anything like the previous generation, like the PlayStation 3 in particular, you know, it'll bounce back. It'll take a couple of years, but...
Well, just like the Xbox One X, and that's why these failures end up being good, because it forces them to finally like not be shitty. And they're like, because the PS3's failure initially... And losing all that market space to the 360 led to PlayStation Plus, led to them giving you free games every month. Like, that's what started PlayStation Plus. Then PlayStation started doing all these cool initiatives to rebuild that fan base and regain those sales. And then that's what happened to Xbox this generation. They were like, they were getting just, they're shit wrecked. And so then they came out with Game Pass. And that's what you need. Sometimes you just need to get your shit kicked in so that you actually try again. But I just don't understand how Sony can go from arrogance to rebuilding themselves to being so good at it that they dominated the entire generation, to then just going back to be like, well, I guess we're unstoppable. What could go wrong this time?
Well, I guess that comes down to their corporate culture, like who's in charge, you know, who's in charge of America, most importantly.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I mean, so I don't know, but that is the biggest news thing of the week. I mean, that was, and that just came out of nowhere. There was not even whispers of it.
Yeah, there wasn't. That was the craziest thing about that whole announcement, was just like, it came out of the blue, and it is even it's more of a dagger towards Sony, because they were working on these exclusives with Bethesda. It's like they were. It's like you can see Sony was really trying to like court the Western RPG market, like in the Western gaming market. Like, hey, look, our system is great to be on. Our whole culture is great to be on. It's like gamers like Sony.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing, and like You know, it's I had a 360. I really liked the 360, and then, you know, a lot of those Microsoft exclusive games wind up finding their way on the PlayStation.
Like
And
also vice
honestly,
versa.
yeah, and it is vice versa. And honestly, I'm not a really big Halo fan, but I feel like it's like Microsoft, like Sony has studios that make Sony games. Like when you play a certain game, you know this is a, it's like, oh my God, this is a PlayStation game. It feels like a PlayStation game. With Microsoft games, I don't know. I don't feel that. Like when I played the first Assassin's Creed on the Xbox 360, I was like, I can feel like I can play this on the PlayStation 3. And Mass Effect was the same way. It's like Mass Effect was one of those things. It's like, why didn't BioWare just stay as a Microsoft Studios type situation? Because holy
Oh,
shit.
you know why? Because after Mass Effect 1, EA bought BioWare. That's why.
Yeah. And it's
Otherwise,
and it's
if BioWare had remained independent, they would have been a 360 exclusive studio de facto. Kind of like how Insomniac was always just a PlayStation studio, even though they
Yeah.
weren't by PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah,
EA
it
forced their hand.
yeah, it, and there and I think that's the other thing in the game is that you still have the big dogs hanging around like saying like, "Oh no, this is how it's going to get done. This is how this is going to get done." So it's like I do see the PlayStation 5 doing very well because of their own exclusives. And I think both systems are gonna do well. I don't think one of them's gonna blow out enough like another one. You know what I mean? Like there's a market for the Xbox and there's a market for the PlayStation. And it's so weird. It's kind of like politics in a weird way. It's like there's gonna be hardcore people on the left and there's gonna be hardcore people on the right. And then there's people that are like, well, I like both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you can't like both of them. It's like whatever, but like it's just weird. It would be really weird to buy a system for just the time exclusives. You know what I mean? Like,
No, people do that
yeah.
all the time. We've done that all the time. How many people got a PlayStation because that's where Final Fantasy VII Remake was going? We all knew it was going to other systems eventually, but who wants to wait that long for a big game like that? Timed exclusives are very effective. Even if it's just shitty stuff that no one really cares about, like the timed content for,
Oh
say,
yeah.
Destiny.
Yeah, or like the
That's
or like the or like the maps DLCs for Call of Duty. Yeah.
yeah.
Like that is a big deal. If a game is big enough, even a week of exclusivity, because then you get all of the influencers. Because no influencer or streamer wants to not be playing the new stuff, because then they get left behind and their audience is like, why aren't you playing the new stuff? So if you get the content, then that means all of the people playing your game for everyone else around the world are playing on your system.
Yeah.
That's why that stuff's such a big deal. Timed exclusives are a massive part of Sony's success in the PS4 generation.
They are the bread and butter of which the gaming industry is built on.
Okay, Bill.
That's true.
So here's the question. Just going back to the Bethesda thing.
Sure.
So now that Bethesda is assuming with every IP Bethesda and all their other studios have worked on, outside of games already announced like Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield, what Bethesda game would you love to see made with the backing of Microsoft's money?
Man, that's tough.
I think another Obsidian Fallout.
Well, that's
Yeah,
happening.
because now the Obsidian has a
Not
has dirt.
New Vegas 2, but in the vein of New Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, we know that's gonna happen, and we know that's gonna be the first exclusive. That game is going to be the first exclusive game, and it's probably going to be New Vegas. It's probably going to be a sequel to New Vegas, or it's probably going to be like a Fallout like San Francisco or a Fallout Seattle. Something in that same area. And oh man, that's going to be brutal. Because I kind of feel like they're going to do something with Elder Scrolls with that. They're going to do like Elder Scrolls 6, and then they're going to do Elder Scrolls Black Marsh. Like something like that. Like Black Marsh is made by Obsidian, and that's going to be on the Xbox. But you can play Elder Scrolls 6 on the PlayStation, but you can't get its little side game that's only going to be on the Xbox.
All I know is that right now we haven't really felt the full effect of Microsoft Studio acquisitions, because even the stuff that they bought years ago, like Obsidian, like Ninja Theory and stuff, their games were still being made for all systems. So like even when they bought Compulsion Games with We Happy Few, it was coming to PlayStation. Even Obsidian, who was making Outer Worlds and Wasteland, and then InXile was making Wasteland 3, all and Double Fine is making Psychonauts 2. So for years, all these quote unquote Xbox exclusive companies were still making PlayStation games because they were games that were already in development and already had deals in place and blah blah blah. But starting next gen, we're going to start seeing all these studios start cranking out games only for Xbox, and it's going to really change the game, because the whole narrative this entire generation was Microsoft has no exclusives. Why do I need an Xbox? It's either going to be on PlayStation or it's going to be on PC. And it was true. And even that the ones that they did have were just the same stale Gears, Halo, Forza. So they took that to heart, and now they're buying their way to success. And I just pulled up an article 12 hours ago. The CEO, Satya Nadella, said that the company will continue buying video game companies where it makes sense. We're always looking for places where their purpose, mission, and culture mesh with ours. We will look to grow inorganically where it makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep buying people. And I think they're going to be studios that we don't see coming. Like, what if they bought Deep Silver? Like no one thinks like, oh, Deep Silver, that, you know, oh, what a loss. But then you realize the games Deep Silver makes, that's Saints Row, that's Metro, that's Dead
Yeah.
Island, that's Kingdom Come, all those, like they're like the double A publisher studio. They release a ton of games that no one thinks about as being released from one publisher. But that would be another one that gets them, like, I mean, can you imagine that Saints Row 5 being Xbox exclusive? Or Metro
So,
4?
yeah, it might it does really seem like it's gonna be Microsoft is gonna buy up a lot of the North American and European independent game studios and smaller studios, and that would have to push Sony's hand. Sony would have to start. They would have to figure out how to top this, and then there's always Nintendo. Nintendo is probably gonna be like, "Hey guys, it's safe to work for us."
But that's the thing, like Nintendo, they're no longer in the talk here. Nintendo is Nintendo, and
Yeah.
that's what people need to realize. They
Yeah.
no longer come into play here.
Nintendo's running a different race.
Yeah, and they Nintendo is competing with Apple.
Yeah.
Nobody else. But I will say one thing that that Sony has announced recently, or well, not announced but got leaked, is a Final Fantasy VII Remake style remake of the original Metal Gear Solid is PlayStation 5 exclusive.
That's very
Wait,
cool.
what?
Metal Gear Solid 1 is getting a full-on Final Fantasy VII Remake style, like overhaul remake, and it's going to be only on
Going to be
PS5.
behind it?
Don't know who's going to be behind it.
So there's the weird thing. So is this also makes me feel like, is Konami on the table?
See, you don't even have to buy Konami. You just have to buy their IP.
You just have to buy their IPs. Like
Well,
that's a big deal right
and
there.
also, forgive me, isn't Konami's big market
Pachinko
pachinko
machines.
machines? So, like, who cares?
Yeah, but that's why that's so all you have to do is allow Konami to keep making pachinko machines of their IP, but you get the rights to the video games, and that would give whoever bought them Castlevania, Metal Gear, Silent Hill. Like, that's a big stable of classic IP as well.
Yeah, and you just lease it from them and you're good to go.
And that might actually be the next big move. Like, because everybody's been crying for Konami games, and everyone has associated these Konami hits with the PlayStation, from Shukaden to Castlevania to Silent Hill, all of that has always been associated with the PlayStation. So if we see something like that happening in the next month, like, we call it here on Nola Nerdcast.
Yep. Can you imagine, though? I would put money if Microsoft was going to buy a major Japanese person and it's not Sega, I'm putting money down that it's Capcom.
You think so?
Interesting. Capcom and Microsoft have had a very strong relationship in the past, and a lot of their games appeal very strongly with a lot of Xbox gamers. So, yes.
Matt, you forgot the most important thing about possibly buying Sega.
What?
It's owning Sonic.
I mean, that gives you the kids market.
You could do the Black Knight 2. You can do Sonic Boom Sonic 2.
Sonic Colors 2.
So, oh, yeah. God. You can just go through Sonic, the gamut.
Sonic and the Secret Rings.
2. The Secret Ur Rings.
It kind of feel like Sonic is more of a bigger gamble than...
I mean, I guess it would depend if they got a cut of the movie.
That's true, right?
If they got a cut of the movie, then that's an even better purchase.
Man. Yeah, Capcom's a big thing, but I do feel like Capcom's going to stay independent.
You say that. No one thought Bethesda wouldn't either.
I mean, again, everyone is independent until that dump truck of money pulls up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they can't sell fast enough.
Still, Bethesda at the end of the day was probably a hot mess, and they should have had an Elder Scrolls 6 out now.
Oh, look at me. I'm Josh. I can code a whole game in a year. La-di-da.
Game in a year. They should have been worth... How was there not an Elder Scrolls game on this generation that's going to have...
They just re-released Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
So, okay. Skyrim made money, so whatever.
All right, I'll just shut up.
That fucking time.
Matt, did you get the Super Mario 3D All-Stars?
I sure did, fam.
What do you think?
It's two-thirds of a good game.
What's the bad one?
Sunshine can suck a dick.
Really?
Wow, really?
It's never been good.
Interesting. And this is not a Majora's Mask where you're going to reevaluate.
Oh, I'm going to reevaluate it, but I mean, it's my stance. I hated the way it controlled. Flood was garbage.
I have watched Callie play a little bit of it, and I think the fact that it's a straight over port and not like kind of a modern, like,
yeah, they didn't even give any effort into it. Like,
yeah, like not even like a little fix is like a real bummer, because it looks very unpleasant to play.
The difference is, Galaxy is still just as fucking good as it was.
Yes, Galaxy looks very good still.
Galaxy can't be stopped, fam.
Well, except for 2, you don't get 2.
Yeah, that's
can't get 2.
That doesn't
and
make two, sense.
2 is the best one of them.
That's so weird that they're just like, here's the 3D Marios. Sunshine, 64, Galaxy. What about Galaxy 2? And Galaxy.
Yeah. And then you're getting 3D World as its own standalone release, which is also awesome. But then that's all of the modern 3D Marios except Galaxy 2.
Again, Nintendo go to Nintendo. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, they'll sell them, though. Those things are going to sell at the end of the day.
They sure are. Some weirdo's going to do it.
It never makes any sense, because it's like in March, it's all going to go away anyway.
Yeah, you got to get it now.
It's crazy.
I think that's all the time we have. You have had a hard out, Matt, so I think we have to go.
Yeah.
Well, I said this week we'd talk about comics. Well, that was a lie.
Well, that was until major video game news actually happened.
Yeah, who knew, right?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's be real, though. It's been really nice to actually have news to talk about
again. Yeah, and not just, hey, everything's on fire and terrible.
Yeah.
Which, guess what? It's still on fire and terrible, but...
Literally on fire in some places.
And literally terrible in others.
But it's A-okay right here in the podcast world.
Is it, though?
No, I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see what happens.
All
By
right.
the way, I do have to make a shout-out to Inverse. I've posted two articles in our chat. This is a great website. Whoever's listening, check out Inverse. I'm not a spokesperson for them. I've been following these guys for about a few months now. They do some great articles on video games, science stuff, and whatever. So check them out.
Science.
Science.
We have no place for science in America.
This is America.
But hopefully our podcast listeners like to read about, like, Viking DNA or, you know, possible life on Venus and Metal Gear Solid remake.
No.
So.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news. All fake news.
All right, guys. We'll be back next week. We promise to talk about comics then. Unless another studio gets bought.
Hey, so apparently there's a lot of cool stuff happening in comics right now.
Yeah, X of Swords is starting today.
X of Swords.
Oh, X of Swords starts today, and X-Men 12 last week set it up, and it was fucking bonkers in the best way.
I didn't realize until I saw like a thing online about one of the people from Otherworld was from Excalibur way, way back in the beginning, Saturn 9.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. We'll see what X of Swords is about next week, though.
Yep.
All right. All right, y'all have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Bye.